If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Patreon.
Hey, man, come over to the Patreon, man. There's more dope content, unfiltered, dope conversations that happen before we actually record the podcast. It's a lot of dope stuff over there. You can subscribe for as low as that $2 holla. Hey, and if you want to give more, perfectly inclined to do that as well. But subscribe to that Patreon, please.
Yeah, and if you know me, I'm going to get drunk and be bad on this Patreon.
That's a fact. Come on over to the Patreon.
We love y'all. God keep y'all. And we out.
Peace. Later days or whatever the fuck.
You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
And welcome to another episode of Inside the Mind of a Bird. It is I, Scuba Steve, and I am joined by Sailor Keisha and Bo Dunn Did It. Kid is going to be joining us. I think he's having some computer issues, but if I'm not mistaken, Kid will be joining us in a minute. But for the first part, let's start it off with how was your weeks, man? How was y'all weeks? And not only how was y'all weeks, recommendations after you talk about your week.
My week, just school and work. I'm trying to find a dress for my cousin's wedding at the end of this month. And shopping at the mall is not what it used to be. I used to be able to find a bunch of stuff at the mall. Now it's barely anything.
The malls are dead at this point.
Amazon
built the mall.
Amazon, shopping. Basically online.
But sometimes I just miss the days of just going into a store, looking at clothes, and going to the food court, chopping up with your friends. But nowadays, we're too busy to do that. We're too broke to do that.
And even window shop.
Yeah. And literally, you could probably find it cheaper on Amazon or any other website, which it's pretty down. Also, I got disappointed that one of the shows that I enjoyed got canceled. And I was so looking forward to the third season, and it was How I Met Your Father. And I felt like some people didn't give it a chance because of, you know, if you're a fan of How I Met Your Mother, people didn't really want to give it a chance. I gave it a chance because I was a Disney kid. I loved watching Hilary Duff as a kid. And watching How I Met Your Father really showed almost close to realistic of how millennials are now in their 30s, and things are much different now. We're getting married later, having kids much later. And I was so ready to see how this story blooms, how she met her husband, the father of her child, and now we'll never know who's the father. I think this one character is the father, but there is a petition out there on change.org for y'all to sign it to get the show back on.
Man, I'm not gonna lie, I think I'm in that group of like, because it wasn't that I didn't give it a chance, because I watched the first season, but it was just like, it was really trying to do some of the same things that How I Met Your Mother did, and it didn't have the same charm, if that makes
sense. Y'all need to watch the second season. I'm telling you, watch the second season, and they have their own flow.
So this was something that we did talked about last episode about would, like, you know, if a show is worth watching if the first season is not that great, but, and then if you mix up from watching the second season. So even if the first season was kind of like wasn't not what it's supposed to be, I think that's why it fell out, because I think first seasons are what makes like impressions to keep on going. Second season, I think majority of people stop watching after the first season. At least I stopped watching.
Yeah, I didn't even know the second season came out. So.
Yeah, I think we're living in a time where streaming numbers mean more than the fans, because I was just so disappointed that this show got canceled, and it was really finding its own flow. I recommend anybody to watch the second season. It basically, it brings up things from our childhood, and I love the show. I know this is a very unpopular opinion, but I actually like to compare it to the original.
You liked it more than the original?
What? Yes.
Oh, that's cap.
That's super cap. I liked it better.
I guess because the original was, they couldn't get away with making the original nowadays. They would not be able to get away with some of the stuff that they did back then. I mean, and I guess because I got really annoyed with Ted. And then I was disappointed in the finale. Spoiler, if you have not seen it, mute. The mother dies. You deal with this hype up situation just for the mother dies, and it's just like disrespectful.
It's just the story about his love with Robin.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is he wants to get his kids' approval of him dating Robin. And I think that that's kind of a cop out to me, honestly and truthfully. That show should have ended the season before when he met the mother.
Yeah.
Like at the season finale of season, I think it's six. That should have been the last episode. He met the mother. That's what we was watching the show for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then they did that last season, I guess, to be like,
it was like, oh, Robin, and everybody's like,
twist.
Like, no. Yeah.
And it's, to me, honestly and truthfully, like, he gave Robin so many different opportunities, and then Robin knew that she didn't want to, she kind of like deep down knew that she didn't want to be with Barney. And she thought that Ted was the one, and she still married Barney. It's like one of them things where it's like, you went through so much, you know, trauma to still be in this relationship. And I don't think love should have that much trauma if you're trying to get to it, to be honest with you.
I felt like Ted needed to work on his damn self.
Oh, they both did.
Ted needed to work on himself, because he kept believing on soulmates and all this other stuff, and it was just like, dude, no. Barney was funny, but Barney knew that he needed to work out his issues. I'm glad that they got an update on Barney, what he's up to with his daughter.
Yeah, it's, I like that. Wait, they did updates after the show?
Yeah, on season two of How I Met Your Father, y'all want to know what's going on with Barney.
No, I'm okay. I'm just kidding. but no, I still think it's cap, though. Based off of season one, and we got the entirety of a show, there's I don't believe so. But I'll watch season two, because I do be like having some time to kill. I'll watch season two and see what the verdict is. But so far for me, I was like, it just don't have the same. It didn't have the same charm, and it didn't seem like the characters had the same chemistry. Like I loved Lily and fucking Jason Segel's.
Jason.
Damn, what is Jason Segel's character name in How I Met Your Mother?
Wasn't Jack, Jake, or something?
No, yeah. It's Ted, Barney, Lily, Robin, Marshall.
Marshall.
Yes, yeah. Marshall.
I love Lily and Marshall's chemistry, even though it was said that Lily didn't like kissing him because he chain smokes, apparently. So if you watch like later on in the show, like season five or six or whatever, they don't kiss anymore or whatever for a time because she was tired of kissing him and he was chain smoking and all that stuff. But anyway,
I don't blame them. As an actor, you need to be considerate of your partner. Mm. Like, I hate that.
Mm-mm. Yeah. But okay. I like that though. I like that. That's a good start. I like Keisha. I like you. You know what I'm saying? Even though how much mother, I don't know about that.
I said what I said.
But okay.
I said what I said.
Fair enough. Stand on. Bo, how your week, bro? Before that. Was that your recommendation too? Watch How I Met Your Father?
Yes. So okay. I could get my season 3. Okay.
Fair enough.
Watch it. Yeah.
Okay, Bo. What you got?
Marco's good, you know. A little stressful, but not like something I wasn't prepared for. If you play Destiny 2 and you know about the new raid, you know what I'm talking about. Contest mode and challenges mode. But besides that, my whole week was good.
6.5 hours later.
That's my recommendation. And I think I said enough.
You sound like you're advertising.
You said it like a fucking infomercial. You said it like 5 times. Mike Knob. Yeah, you get it.
Mike Knob. I get paid $10, $50 every time I say Mike Knob.
Like, goddamn, bro. Wrap it up, B.
No, just kidding. Use my promo code Bo Dunn did it to get.
Oh, hell no.
Also, but just to know, this mic does not come with batteries. It doesn't download. And please, to make sure, if you have been electrocuted or any other way, we are not responsible. This is the disclaimer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyways, my week been cool. This was Skylar's birthday week. Happy birthday to my kid. She's 14 now. That's y'all's friend.
Oh, you got a teenager.
Yeah. Y'all like her or whatever. She cool. We went to the barcade. We went to Cidercade, which was cool. She had a party at the Cidercade. We played unlimited games and shit like that. My recommendation is watch the live action One Piece. I mean, you know, I am the One Piece fan of the group, you know. So watch the live action One Piece. That shit was fire. It was actually surprising. If y'all been listening to the episode, every time I said I have no expectations, this is just a chance for them people to get a chance to shit on One Piece because live actions are always trash. And I was wrong, and I am glad that I was wrong. Because this actually turned out really solid. I like the fact that they show blood on this live action One Piece, whereas like they slice people up kind of on the show and it just kind of like is a slice and then they fall down. Where it was like there was blood and shit in there. I was like, oh, okay, they trying to make people like this show. I liked it. I was like, but yeah, I definitely didn't think that it was going to be good and it turned out to be pretty good. So watch the live action One Piece. Hopefully we got some new fans. Join us. Be a straw hat. We like you. We need you. We'll see. We'll be waiting for you in the land of Wana. But with that being said, Keisha has an episode with a docket, and she's going to run through it, and we are going to give her the hardest time we possibly can as she does it, because that is what we do here at Itmob.
I can take y'all. I ain't scared, y'all. So, the title of this episode is Songs We Had No Business Singing. We're going to bring it back to our childhood where we were singing songs we had no business singing. The subject goes, I was today years old, meaning I didn't know the song was dirty until recently. Mm-hmm. 2, songs that was originally dirty. Songs that were written to be dirty, but song lyrics has changed and they made it for children. 3, my parents allow me to sing this out loud. Song songs that our parents knew what we were singing, but we didn't, but yet they let us sing it out loud. Songs that we knew that was dirty, but you sung it anyways. Like, you knew that song wasn't, you knew that song was the grown, was not appropriate for your little 9-year-old self to sing, but you know what? You didn't give a fuck. And five, your favorite nasty song.
Okay, I'm with this. Okay. All right, so let's start from the top.
All right, I was today years old. Who wants to start?
Okay, I was today years old when I found out that song Candy was about ecstasy. It's like candy.
No, it is about ecstasy. Yes. I mean, it was the 80s. It's like
listen to it again. Listen to it again.
I can feel it when you won't. Even when you talk, it takes over me. Oh my God.
Yeah, I was today years. I found this out like probably a little over a year ago, and I was like, nigga. and that came back door to it. My parents let me sing this song because it was like, bro, this song was literally about ecstasy. And yeah, that's what that song is about. But because we saw it in The Best Man and a stripper, and then people be always
like, we're doing that. Yes, the electric side to the song.
Oh, you think it's a feel-good song, and it's a feel-good song. It is. But yeah, that song is about about drugs.
It's funny because like in the 80s, there's a song, it's Candy, but then the song in the 90s by Joy Rodriguez. I forgot her name. It's called A Little Bit of Ecstasy. It's like in your face. Yeah. It's right there in your face.
I think it's transitioned to that, like now, in music though, a lot of stuff used to be kind of like alluded to, and now it's just like in your face, like boom, pussy, pussy, pussy.
Yes.
And like still like that. So yeah. But yeah, Candy was the one where I was like, I was today years old. And I mean, yeah, it's technically not today, but y'all just found out today. A lot of y'all listeners probably did as well. That song,
yeah,
it's about the drugs.
And A Little Bit of Ecstasy was a song by Jocelyn Enriquez. Sorry about that. But yeah, I remember that song, A Little Bit of Ecstasy. But Bo, what was your song that you did not know was dirty until now?
Was it 50 Cent that sang this song? Lollipop. I let you. What's it? How'd it go?
Lollipop by Lil Wayne. I think you to the candy shop. I let you know. Yeah. How did you not know that? That was about
I knew that.
No.
You could have only listened to the hook. That's it. Because as soon as the verse start, 50 Cent is like telling you straight up what it's about. Ain't no way.
I didn't know. Look, I was like an innocent kid. I didn't listen to too much rap until I was like 14. And then when I started singing, it was like one of my friends was like, do you know what our song is about? I'm like, yeah, it's about candy shop and lollipops, right?
Bo, bless your heart. Bless your heart, bro. It's all right. The innocence. The innocence. Don't ever lose that.
Okay, so my song that I didn't know was a dirty song was Honey by Mariah Carey. Because allegedly, honey is she's referring to is sperm. That's what someone told me. And if you hear the way she's like, you know, singing the song, describing it. Yeah. And then also another song that was allegedly dirty is SWV Rain.
Oh, yeah. They're talking about getting nutted on. Yeah. Yeah, they're talking about Bukkake.
I just thought, you know, just rain your love on me, but they oh my gosh, like I thought, you know, and I was young and I was singing that song, like, just shower your love, you know.
Oh, I'll do this one. Can we talk? He was stalking her.
Yes.
He
Tevin Campbell.
He admitted that he never act, because it's what's funny about it is that he says it in the first line and we never picked it. He said,
I saw you. You said standing.
I saw you. I saw you standing. And I knew you and you knew me too. He says it like in the very beginning of the song.
It's giving very you vibe.
It should be the intro to you. Like literally, yes. He says, I started pretending that I knew you and you knew me
too. You knew me too.
I had no idea that that song was about. I mean, I know it's not sexual, but it's still like, this is a, oh,
this
wow.
is no like, idea. This is not it. And looking at it, I feel like this would be on Joe's playlist. If Joe had a Spotify playlist, he will have that song on there because he'd be like, I can relate to this lyrics. Yeah. Is this a sign that she's thinking about me?
In the very, it's like right there in your face. He tells you exactly. It's like, I know this is off topic a little bit, but in The Sixth Sense, we watched Bruce Willis die at the very beginning of the movie. And we were super shocked that he was in this. At the very beginning of the movie, you watch him die. You watched it with your own eyes. And at the very end, when you reveal that he's dead as well, you're like, no way. I can't believe it. It's like, how the fuck did we not know?
No. So, yes. It's just okay. Like, yes. You got any more songs to add, Bo?
Oh, Get Low.
All right,
bye.
I'm sick
again. Okay. I'm not okay. To save you, Bo, I'll embarrass myself. Real girls get down on the floor. I didn't know what that was in middle school. That song came out was middle school, and then you know I thought real girls get down on the floor. That means like they can twerk. Well, back in the day, it was called a pop, and they could bring it down real low. So, okay. But I wasn't today years old. I figured it out eventually in high school. But, you know, when I was a kid, no.
Okay.
The next subject is songs that were originally dirty, but they had to clean it up because it didn't end up for it to be kids.
That ended up making it be for kids.
So you know how I was talking about I was a fan of Hillary Duff, and Hillary Duff had a song called Coming Clean. It was about 2 years ago, TikTok just thought they talked about the songwriter was originally where, you know, Hillary Duff's like, let the rain fall down, coming clean, but let it wash away in my insanity. Well, the original version was let the rain fall down, I'm coming clean. Let the rain fall down, I'm coming clean, and then let it wet my dreams. And I was just like, that makes sense. But of course, Disney had the original song, bought the song. And of course, she had to change it because Hillary Duff was like 16, 17 years old singing that song. So you couldn't have a 16, 17 year old Disney pop star to sing Wet My Dreams. And I agree with that to change it. But they ended up changing it. And then also, this song didn't really come out when I was a kid. Like, this song came out as an adult, was Replay by Zendaya. The singer actually wrote that song in a Rihanna songwriting camp. The song was originally was for Rihanna, but Disney picked it up, and of course they had to change the lyrics. So, because Zendaya at 16 years old should not be singing what the song was originally about, because the replay was a very sexual song. And if you go on YouTube, you probably will hear the original version. So, yes. So, those are songs that I know that originally was made, that was originally a not kid-friendly song that they originally made that was kid-friendly.
I will say there were songs that were sexual, and then the edited version make them seem not sexual. But then when you hear the edited version, because other than that, I can't think of a song that was made kid friendly. The only thing I can think of is the edited version that don't sing. And I'll say, like, Grind On Me by Pretty Ricky was Grind With Me to make it seem kind of like, oh yeah, come through the mud and struggle with me type shit. Or, I mean, a song that I didn't know was about something else and was completely different. Old Town Road, I just thought was just a regular song. I didn't know that it was about what it was. So, and I mean, that's kid-friendly. It's not kid, but I mean, he performing it at schools and all stuff. I mean, I think that's considered, we made it kid-friendly when it wasn't. another one. Holiday. His song, not Lil Nas X, Holiday song, when he released it on Roblox and did a Roblox virtual concert. And if you know what that song Holiday is about, like, that's insane. So he got away with it. Not only once with Old Town Road, he got away with it again with that song Holiday. I remember my kids pulling up Roblox and it was like, Lil Nas X is gonna perform. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then I'm listening to the song and I'm like, they got this on Roblox at the concert? Like, yeah. He says, I got hoes on hoes. Hey, it's a holiday. I got hoes on hoes. Yeah. And they keep on. I'm like, what the fuck is going on as we listen to it? So, yeah.
Yes. It's like, we could also make it like the subject could be about, you know, songs that they played when we were kids on the Disney Channel, Nickelodeon, that were dirty. We can do that as well for, like, the kid situation. Because if growing up watching Nickelodeon, immature was the thing. Mm-hmm. But their song, Watch Me Do My Thing, if you hear Kel's verse, he's like, tell about I'll give it to you nice and slow. And I was just like,
I mean, you know that Ice Cube performed We Be Clubbing on all yes. That. I was like, what is going on? And that song was for the Players Club soundtrack. So like, what? So he did We Be Clubbing, and then not to mention when Ryan Gosling and Justin Timberlake and all them sung Jodeci.
Yes.
They sung Jodeci. And I was like, bro, we were in a wild time and they was just letting shit go down.
Yes, I remember that. I remember them singing Jodeci. And then I don't know if y'all remember the song by Jordan Knight, Give It to You.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I remember it. Maybe it's a fever dream, but I remember it playing on the Disney Channel. And one of the verses is, anyone can make you sweat, but I know how to keep you wet. I did not know. And then there was this one song called Baby When the Lights Go Out by this boy band called Five. In the rap verse, he's literally talking about, I will get you in between the sheets. And I'm just like, I listened to it recently and I'm just like, I was allowed to listen to this on the Disney Channel. If you had Radio Disney, they were playing the song as well. And there was that verse. I don't know. They probably cleaned it up when I was young, but I heard that version. And that man said, get in between the sheets. But the thing is like, baby, when the lights go out, what we do is talk about when the lights go out. What are we doing when the lights go out? Now that I'm an adult, what we do when the lights are coming out? Because as a kid, I just thought because the video was in the skating ring, they were talking about what they were doing when the lights go out in the skating ring. And that's what I thought it was. But apparently, it was not. So
I remember when Coolio performed Gangsta Paradise on All That as well. And I was like, this nigga says I'm a toned out Crip Lope. on the verse, and I'm like, I know that he, I don't know if they edited it, but I remember, I know that verse pretty well. It somehow used to come on my Spotify. I don't know why. I'm like, I remember him performing it. And then after he performed, like, I remember that performance of that. And then King and Kel got their own spinoff, which is the King and Kel show. And then he did the intro for it. But I'm thinking, huh.
Why was it can't it was like they made, you know, people like Coolio, because we thought Coolio was for the kids.
No,
it was not for the kids, rest in peace. But they made, I mean, if back in the day, if you were popular in hip-hop, they had the Brat on there, they had Diddy, back when he was Puff Daddy and Mace on there. They had Missy Elliott. Everybody that was popular in the 90s was on All That, except for Biggie. Well, if you call, did they perform More Money, More Problems on All That?
Yeah, I think they might have.
Then we can count Biggie, but they didn't have Tupac, so.
But was it Biggie? I think it was just Diddy and Mace, because More Money, More Problems, by the time that came out, Biggie had already passed.
Biggie already passed, but he does have a verse on the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. We were.
P-O-P-P-A. No evidence for the DEA. Like, yeah, those are, I don't know. Those are songs. Bo, did you have one?
let's see. What was it called? Oh, so it was two of them actually. So it was. So I didn't hear California Girls until. I heard California Girls. Paparazzi, when I heard it, it was on Kiss Bop, right? I didn't know it was Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
So, when I heard the Gaga's version, I was like, oh, wait, this was a Kiss Bop song. Like, oh. Because, then again, it wasn't that bad. Just basically just saying that, you know, toxic relationships. I'm like, was it really appropriate to be in a Kiss Bop song? Talking about being loved by fans and having toxic relationships and all that kind of thing. Like, hey, it wasn't dirty, but it was there. Oh, but you know what was dirty? The I Like It by Cardi B and Bad Bunny.
The next one is, I'm mortified with this subject because I want justice for the subject, is my parents allowed me to sing this song out loud.
My neck, my back. Take my coochie and my crack. I didn't know the coochie and my crack part because it was edited, but we used to always, my neck, my back. And we would just bleep it out because we didn't know. And I was like, hey, why were we singing this? Mom, Dad, be an adult. Slap me. I shouldn't be singing this song. That was
big. I was Make It Rain. Make It Rain. Yeah. Make it rain.
Oh, Travis Porter.
Yeah.
I don't make it rain. Man, you wasn't a kid when that came out. No, you should be old.
Okay. Yeah.
Am I?
I guess so. My song. Like
Bo, you are 33.
I'm 34.
No. We're the same age. No.
No way. That's all was in college, bro.
I got one. I got a few of them. But one of them I got beef with because I didn't know what it meant till I was like a teenager. And it was a song called by this artist named Gillette, and it was called, the clean version was, I don't want no short man. I don't want no eeny weeny teeny weeny shiver little short man. So I used to sing that song all the time at 5 because I'm thinking that this woman does not like short men. And I understand because she wants somebody tall. That's what I wanted. Come to find out was one day Dick. She didn't want no short dick man. And I was like, Mom. And I asked her about, I said, Mom.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Did you, it came out.
I was like, Mom, you allowed me to sing this song? She's like, you didn't know what you were singing. And I said, well, you did. And everybody, and you know that, you know, when you go to your family and, you know, they bring up stories of what you did when you were little, they always mention, oh, I remember when Kishi used to sing that short man song. I was like, yeah, y'all allowed me to sing that song. No, damn well, she was talking about dicks. They allowed me to sing that song. And the reason... And I didn't know what it meant until like I was in high school because I was listening to it on the radio. I was like, oh, I haven't heard this song. I used to love this song. And then there was the lyrics where she said, is that an extra belly button? And then I was like, why would she ask a short man if that's an extra belly button? So I realized she was talking about that dick.
That's disgusting. A song that I did sing too that I don't even know if this is what I would sing. It was a later on today years old type thing. But I also, my mom let me sing, Oops, There Goes My Shirt.
Yes, my mom let me sing that song too.
Like, what do you mean? Like we should not be singing that song. And, ooh, I don't want, I don't need, I can't stand no men and man. I don't want no
men and man.
Why do I know this song, Mom? Mom.
You know one? Yeah, let me sing Ignition by R. Kelly.
Any song that R. Kelly would sing. I think it's messed up that even though we knew about his allegations, even back then, our music teachers was letting us sing I Believe I Can Fly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we knew about the allegations during that time because he was literally on a kid's soundtrack. And people knew. Yes, Space Jam. And they knew what he was all about, but yet they had us sing his songs.
I don't want to give him no glory. Let's go with another song that I didn't know was bad, and I was singing out loud. This song called Fatty Girl with LL Cool J, Ludacris, and what's his name? Shit. Anyway, it was, I'm looking for Fatty Girl, and it's literally about fat coochies, and I did not know about fat coochies.
You talking about me.
I had a lot. I do a lot of songs, and I'm just singing them. Only song that my mama stopped us from singing was Oochie Wally Wally, Oochie Bang Bang.
Oochie Bang Bang.
Because of the Nas version or whatever. Apparently, that was a terrible. I still actually haven't heard the song as an adult, but my mom was like, you don't need to be singing that. And I was like, okay. I was like, and that's the one that she stopped me from. All the other songs, free game. I could do whatever I wanted. Singing along.
What? You're very like kids.
Say what?
You got it. Not your parent. You're just like, kids. Yes, my sister. Because of TikTok, doesn't really have much of an age restrictions on what kids watch. I remember, you know, that Justin Bieber song, like, I'll be fucked up if you can't be right here. She was singing that part, and I was like, no, it's messed. I have messed up. You don't say that word. That's a cuss word. Say messed. She found it on TikTok, and I was like, no, mess. It's mess. It's mess. Don't say that word. I become that adult. Like, that's a no-no word. You have it?
And I feel like I'm in that same cycle because I do listen to some of the YouTube videos that my kids be watching. I'll be like, oh, change that or whatever, stuff like that. But then sometimes I completely tune out. And then, like, one time my homeboy Leroy was over here. Shout out to Leroy. He was all like, bro, you hear what they talking about? And I was like, he was like, they don't need to be watching that. And I was all like, and I had no idea. I had completely zoned out. Because they watch so much YouTube, I just be like, and I just be minding my own business. He was like, yeah, they don't need to be watching.
You have any songs that your mom allowed you to sing or your dad?
Rock the Boat, Rock the Boat, Rock the Boat.
Position, new position.
Work the middle. I didn't know what to let me sing the song. I didn't know what it was about until I realized, like, it's about sex.
Yeah, that song is a little nuts.
Rest in peace, Aaliyah. But you left us with a song that was very sexual. But I kind of knew it was sexual in a way because there was a dance scene. That's when I knew that my ass was gay. Like, I like women. Because there was a little dance scene where two of the, you know, her and the girls are, like, literally getting close. And I was just like, yes. That's what I should have known. That was my start of when I knew that I also like women. So I was just like, I remember that. Look, it helped me realize some things about myself. So yes. Because I came out like, 12? So yeah, it helped me realize some things. The next subject was songs that you knew was dirty. But you sung it anyways. Like, you knew it. Your parent, but you kind of was like, I ain't gonna sing this in front of my parents, but I know this song.
Ludacris, use the hole. Oh, use the hole. I knew it was bad, and I was singing it. Another one that I knew was bad, and I would be singing it, was the entire Pretty Ricky album. That entire Pretty Ricky album, that first one, it was like, these niggas are kids. they were literally kids.
Because think about it. If your parents had you as a teenager, your parents were most likely was listening to Pretty Ricky. Oh my God. Yes. Thinking about it now, yes, they were like, yeah, come on, there's really a song called Your Body, My Body.
Grind on Me, We Can Play House, and Hunch. Lay on the couch. And then that whole album was just like, oof, it's a lot.
I was 17 years old, and I went to a Pretty Ricky concert at 17.
Shouldn't have been. What's your favorite scene about Ludacris? Was
yes.
I knew Lil Kim. How many licks
did it take to get to the center?
I knew that one too. And the magic stick. Lil Kim and 50 Cent. I knew that was what that was about too. I was like, I can't sing this in front of my mom, but I know what this one is. This one, I know this song. That's why I'm surprised Bo didn't know the candy shop. I was like, hey. Come on, Bo.
The Candy Show. I was that innocent. No, just on it cool. Okay, I'm like, okay. So let me find someone. Maybe I should find a friend or girl at the Candy Show. Like,
there's this.
What song?
There was a song by Sonique, and it was called "Do You Really Want to Touch It? Do You Really Want to Mess with Me Tonight?" Well, I knew that version, and I used to enjoy that song, and I got caught listening to that song. And whatever K Vision that we were watching back in the day, and this is how I got caught. Because it's like, do you really want to touch it? Do you really want to fuck with me tonight? But they played the clean version on BET. And how I got caught was my mom used to record the stories for my brother's dad so he could watch it when he get home. I changed the channel and I was watching that video. And that's how I got caught listening to that song.
I had to put your TV on last and got busted.
I got busted. I didn't. He was more. And the crazy part was, he was more upset that I ruined his ruined watching the stories for him than the fact that I was listening to that song. So I rather got in trouble for that than get in trouble for that song because it was not really clean. Of course, my neck and my back, I knew what it meant. I knew what it meant. Red Light Special by TLC, I knew what it was all about.
I did not. That's another one that I didn't know what that was about. I had no idea.
Yes.
Funny story. Red Light Special, I had a red t-shirt. And I put it on my lamp. And the song was playing. And then all of a sudden, the smoke detector came on. I was like, oh, shit. It was on fire. It was on fire. My brother came into the room. He's like, what the fuck? What are you doing? And we tried to, like, me and him were the only ones in the house, too. You know, this back. Parents used to just leave you and let you just spin for yourself. So the house is up. The room is on fire. The room is on fire. I was like, oh shit. Oh shit, we're gonna die.
All because you wanted to be the red light for us.
I never, and that's why you're supposed to have a lampshade, everybody. You're supposed to have a lampshade. If you just got straight bulb, he's gonna fucking set that shirt on fire.
And not create you definitely got the red light special that day.
Boy, I was so happy that it was only like 11 o'clock in the morning. My mom, because it was in the summertime too. So my mom and them wasn't even getting off till like 5. But if that shit would have happened at like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she would have smelled that shit when she came home and be like, what the fuck is that?
What other songs that I knew was not appropriate for my little ass to be singing? Oh yeah, Josie, I Want to Freak You. Yeah, that I knew that song was not appropriate, but yeah, I was singing it and I had no business singing it. But one song I did not know when I was younger that, speaking of TLC, that was dirty. Well, it wasn't really dirty. It was like female empowerment. But at the same time, I shouldn't have been singing it. Was Ain't Too Proud to Beg by TLC. Because I didn't know what she meant. That when you need it in the morning, in the middle of the night, I ain't too proud to beg. I mean, I thought they wanted snacks.
Bro, they wanted snacks, all right.
Eat this dude. I didn't know OPP, other people's property. You down with OPP? You talking about other dudes' girls? Like, other. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yes.
That one caught me off guard.
I appreciate what OPP was. I appreciate it because this is why I appreciate it as an adult, is that they were talking about pussy and penises at the same time, because they said, hey, you could switch it up too, ladies. So yeah, naughty by nature. But you know, when we were little, we didn't know naughty by nature meant back then either, but
at all,
here we are. Also, Rump Shaker, I knew at a young age what that song was about.
Shake it like a salt shaker. I knew what that was. Oh, Get Low. Okay, I get what Bo's saying. Because with Get Low, I get what Bo's saying now. Because I didn't know, ski, 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 ski. I didn't know that meant that. I didn't like, just thought that was just normal shit. We was just having fun. Like, we was singing a chant. I don't know. I didn't know that Oski Skeet meant we met.
Yeah. 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 I was realizing, like, getting older, like, I was like, this is a look. And, like, she's like, to the window, to the wall. I'm like, why you gotta go to the window on the wall?
See, I knew the window to the wall, sweat drip down my body. I knew this part, but the all ski part, I had no idea that was what it was. All ski, and I was like, oh. Yeah, I didn't know that until that Chris Rock stand up when he talked about it. I was like, wait a minute. No, wait, it wasn't Chris Rock, it was Dave Chappelle. It was one of them.
Now I know what the song Take You Down meant. Well, but I sang it like behind my parents' back. Well, my foster's, my parental guardians back. Take it down. Really want to really take you down.
And he was still, I think he was just turning 18 or something like that when that came out. So it was like his transition into.
30. Yeah. Cause like, you know, thinking about like Chris Brown's like songs, like especially Run It, and you think about, you know, him trying to approach older women, and he's like, I'm gonna have you believe I ain't 16, that I'm 16. And I was like, no, sit your little 16-year-old ass all down somewhere. Like, no.
He made a transition that I don't think a lot of kids, like young artists, make. Because, like, Bow Wow did not make a good transition into an adult artist. And I feel like he did. That is one thing I'll say he did do well. He made that transition pretty decent.
Yeah. But he probably was singing that song before he turned 18, because the album probably was released when he turned 18. But he was probably singing that shit when he was probably like 16, 17 years old. And yes, so I just now looking at it is like, no, you're not supposed to be. It's just like how Usher was, because Usher was when he was
16. It was still chill. It wasn't, you know.
No, it wasn't, because he said, I will freak you. I'll freak you like songs that I was about 8, 9 years old singing.
He was freshly 18 or something.
Remember, he said, I'll freak you. Like, we were over here singing 7 o'clock on the dot. What we were doing at 7 o'clock? We were watching Nickelodeon. That's what we were doing at 7 o'clock on the dot.
I remember saying that one time. All that was coming on. I was like, it's 7 o'clock on the dot. Being a fucking kid. All
right. But yet, he was talking about getting some pussy. That's what he was talking about. His 7 o'clock. Our 7 o'clock was we were watching Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network or Disney Channel, whichever, or that's what we were doing at 7 o'clock. And then, you know, when he was like even early teens, he had a song called Just Call Me Your Mac, because I got it like that. Like, no,
I remember,
Usher,
so anxious when that came out. I just thought that it was just so anxious. I didn't know what he was anxious about.
Yeah. At 11:30, your ass better be in bed, Steven. Your ass better be in bed.
What is he so anxious about? He's anxious. What does anxious mean? At that time, I didn't even know what anxious meant. I was like, what does it mean?
He was anxious because he had a test that he didn't study hard for. That's what it was. Because he's up at 11. He's up at 11:30, still studying. And that's what he was doing.
I had no idea what that was about. And then he had a song on that album that was like, and I knew, so I was like, oh, he's talking about different things.
You know, Pony. What I'm saying? It was not on that album.
Yeah, Pony's the first album. So Anxious had Ain't None of Your Friends Business. and then they had the I'm Looking for My Number One Fan. And then they had this other song where it was like, Remember What We Did Last Night. We fucked on your mama couch and we knocked the spring out. And I was like, I know what he's saying on this one. This song, I know. he did some shit. Like, so I knew that one, but I didn't know the other ones. I didn't know what those were.
Yes. And then what other songs that I really like, but again, I would not sing in front of my parents because I knew that I would get in trouble. Other song. Oh yeah. Well, I don't think my mom knew I knew the song, but it was by Escape and You're My Little Secret. That was I didn't know what the secret was. What was the secret? You're My Little Secret, you know? And I was just like, that's how we should keep it. Oh, okay, y'all have a secret. But what it was the secret. But then now that I'm older, and the secret was that was a two-timing dog. That's what he was, a two-timing dog. But here he was.
I didn't know secret. Papa Was a Rolling Stone was about what it was about. I think that's another Today's Years Old. Because I had that. You remember when ringtones was popular and shit?
And yes.
So what I did was giving every single person a ringtone. And that was my dad's ringtone. Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And my mom was like, what the fuck was that? And I was like, oh, that's daddy's ringtone. And she's like, change that. And I was like, why? And she's, yeah, and I found out. But I had no idea that was what that was about.
You know what? I just played that song for my mom because it was the 3rd of September over the weekend. I said, Mom, you know what that is? And I played it. It's the 3rd of September. And then there's other songs that it wasn't necessarily dirty, but, you know, she got caught. When Marvin Gaye was and also Gladys Knight covered I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Oh, yeah. I heard it through the grapevine. That's another one. And since we on the old school tip, Practice What You Preach by Barry White. I was really today's years. Like, I was today's years old. Like, I was in like this Spotify thing where I pressed Michael Jackson and they start playing these songs kind of like that. And then Practice What You Preach came on. I was like, oh, I like this song. And then I started listening to it and I was like, oh, Barry White is nasty. I had no idea that was Practice What You Preach was like. I thought it was
Here I Am, Baby. Practice What You Preach.
I thought that was a gospel song. I had no idea that Practice What You Preach was about you be nasty because you've been taking all that shit. And now I'm
Here I Am, Baby.
I didn't know Get Down On It was about a bunch of people getting down to doing drugs and feeling good. I'm like, I didn't know that was what it's about.
Get down on it. Get down on it.
What about doing ecstasy in the club?
The other song that I actually like this song, and it's about drugs, but it was telling you don't do drugs, and it was by it was called The White Horse.
I don't know that one.
If you want to ride, don't ride a ride horse. It was about.
I was about to say in the back seat of my caddy.
Yes. That song, Kylie. I used to love that song in my teenage years. Kylie just would give me a chance. We could out and dance. We could get into the groove. I can watch you move.
I remember Stacy's mom has got it going.
I got beef with that song. Stacy's mom should be in jail.
Yeah, I didn't know she was flirting
with that too.
I
didn't know that too.
Okay. We let this pass us by, and we just singing the song, and then you're just like, Stacy's mom should be in fucking jail. That's what she should be. And also, I feel sorry for Stacy, because like, imagine you have a crush on a boy and you bring him over to your house and he don't want you. He wants your mama. And your mama is flirting with this boy. And this boy thinks, in front of me. And then he thinks that you're going to be my new daddy. Like,
he's going to be my daddy. That's not the daddy that I wanted. Oh, no. The wrong type of daddy.
Like, here you are. Like, you're mowing. Like, so I'm thinking this boy wouldn't really like me. He's mowing my lawn. He's cleaning my pool. He's coming over. I'm thinking he likes me. No. He likes my mom. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nigga, wait a few more years. I'll look just like her. Damn. But here is my mom flirting with Beck. I was like, is it that bad? Dad leaving you that bad that you have to go flirt with my man? Like, no.
Didn't American Pie did that as well? Like, I can't remember, some dude was like flirting with his others. One dude was flirting with his friend's mom.
Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom. That was
I would be so pissed if one of my friends has slept with my mom. Like, what are you doing? Like, stop coming over to my house. Like, it's just Stifler, he just let too many things pass, in my opinion. Like, because first of all, you're not gonna come in my house and call my mom a MILF. In my house, like, you're literally just looking at my mom's picture and you're just like, yo, not dude, like, your mom's a MILF. That's the conversation you should have outside my house, and you're like chanting MILF all over again. Like, it is so crazy how, you know, I watched American Pie when I was like 10. Because I had access to it because of HBO. Because before there was parental control, we didn't have parental control when we were kids. Our parents just told us not to watch it. We'll watch it, but you just don't know about it. And I remember watching American Pie, and I didn't understand some of the things that were going on until I got much older. But looking at it now, like I said, Stifler let too many things pass. I would have just been like, y'all got to get out of my house with that shit. Don't talk about my mama like that.
Like, exactly. And it was just too comfortable.
Too comfortable. But then, yeah, you also have to deal like how it made me look of sexuality a lot differently as a kid, especially what they did to the foreign exchange student where they literally have a camera without her consent.
Yes, and everybody's watching.
Yes, everybody's watching it. And then they try to make it seem like, oh, we were just trying to just make it us. No, you showed it to the whole school. Poor girl had to go back home. But yet they didn't face any type of consequences for that. So I was just like, that would not have gone well today at all. And we're supposed to laugh about it. We're supposed to be like, when we're kids, we're like, when the time, during that time, they made it seem like we're supposed to laugh about this. But it's like, this is a crime, a whole crime. Yes. Like, they made it seem like this was, I actually had a foreign exchange student that came to our school, and he literally thought that's how American high school was. I was like, no. American high school, we could get away with that shit. Things got a little bit more progress of how things should be looked at. But, yeah, that was... And then what else?
Thong song.
The thong song?
Yeah.
She had dumps like a truck. That's how I found out about it, because I hadn't heard the song before, and I was just walking down the hallway, and this girl was like, "You got dumps like a truck," and I was all like, "What that mean?" I was like, "What that mean? Hold on."
Yeah,
I heard the song, and I was like, "Oh, okay, that makes sense."
And then you, as a girl, it's just like, you know, we're told if you want to be sexy, you gotta wear a thong. Thongs are not comfortable. I don't know any woman who can wear a thong for the whole day. Cause I can't. But I remember being freaked out about it as a 10-year-old saying, "You're flossing your butt." That's what I thought it was. Because not that you're flossing your butt, but I was like, you're basically flossing your butt. Like, why would you want to wear that? I was disgusted at 10 years old. I liked the song, but when I knew what thongs were, 10-year-old me was not happy about that. I was like, no, I'll never wear one of those.
So,
I thought it was saying, dun, 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 not like, dun, 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 dun.
Fun fact about this is that song in that video, that was like one of the first video where they had like bare cheeks on live. Like most of those was on like BET Uncut. So the reason why he got away with it was because all of those images of the girls with thongs, they were upside down. So he got away with it and was able to put it on regular prime time, you know, daytime or whatever, where they could stream it and stuff like that and watch the music video. But most of those videos like that was on BET Uncut and Late Night or whatever.
Speaking of BET Uncut, everybody was talking about this video. I have never seen this video.
Tip Drill.
I never seen it.
Let's watch it today. Live watch. A live reaction. we'll do it for Patreon only. That'll be Patreon only. Let's wrap this episode up, and we're gonna do this right now for the Patreon only.
Y'all gonna traumatize me? Oh my goodness!
It's not gonna traumatize you. You're gonna like it. Do we got anything else? We're gonna do that for Patreon. Shout out to the Patreon.
Oh my god. Okay.
I have a live teacher reaction to the thong song. Not the thong song, to the tip drill video.
Tip drill.
This is gonna be great. Hold on, I'm gonna pull it up right now. Oh, this is gonna be great.
Look, I have never seen that video. And everybody in school was talking about it because my ass was asleep when BET Uncut was. The only time I would know what it was because you're flipping through the channel, but I didn't watch it because I was like, no. But, you know, now that we're, next subject, now that we are an adult and we can enjoy these songs now, what is your favorite nasty song now?
My favorite nasty song? Ooh. There's a song by Vito called called Face Down, Ass Up on All Fours. And it's two. What's so funny is that this song is sampled by Jasmine Sullivan, Pick Up Your Pieces. Yeah, and he made this shit into the wildest, the wildest fucking song ever, bro. That's one of my favorite ones. Tip Drill is not on YouTube. That's crazy. I mean, why would it be on YouTube?
I'm safe.
But yeah, Face Down is one of my favorites. Damn, what's another one that I really like? Y'all come back. Let me go to my Spotify. Hold on. I know.
Mine is I'm gonna put you to bed, bed, bed. I'm gonna put you to bed, bed, bed.
I got lots of them, but one of them is by Vanity Six, Nasty Girl.
Oh yeah, Nasty Girl.
Okay. Yes. It's hard to find that song. Mm-hmm. But I did first listen to that song when I was actually 13. That song played on BET as one of the ladies was talking about songs. They had like little countdowns after 106 in Park. And I actually got to hear the dirty version of that song. And she was just like talking about doing it on the limousine floor. I said, okay. But yes, what other songs that I like that are nasty?
I bet the neighbors know my name. Oh, I bet the neighbors know my name. Fucking with me by Tank. When we fuck by Tank. And the church said, when we, and the congregation said, fuck.
Love in the Club.
So, I Want You to Die. Jesus Christ, bro.
Bedrock. I love that song.
Y'all are crazy right now. if this song came on while I was fucking, I would be so mad. I Could Make Your Bed Rock. What is going on? I would be Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop.
Janet Jackson, Would You Mind?
Janet Jackson would definitely be one.
Yeah, Would You Mind is, if anybody ever seen the video, what she used like usually do is that she'll grab somebody on the stage and she'll like buckle them up. I don't think she does it anymore. I saw her twice at concert. She doesn't do it anymore. But what she used to do is like she'll tie this person up and then she'd be like rubbing all her body all over that person. But yeah, Would You Mind is like one of my favorite nasty songs. Janet! No, Janet likes to like, it's like either in your face or she's like subtle with it. Like, yeah. All For You, like, He Got a Nice Package. I guess I gotta have to write it out tonight. Yes, Janet Jackson definitely has those songs where she is like, it's subtle. Great. Anita Baker, Freak Like Me. That's another song.
Oh, Flo Rida, Right Around. You spin my hair right now when you go down.
If that song came on while I'm fucking, how do you keep the rhythm, Bo? How does the rhythm stay? Explain, Bo.
Look, I've been doing this, and she be going down. Okay, that's how the rhythm's going.
If you giving me head and you start rounding like, Bo, explain. I like Three Letter Word by Jamie Foxx. Weekend Lover is also a good Jamie Foxx song. This is insane. Y'all are throwing my game off. Alexa, stop. So I'm like mid-stroke. Alexa, stop.
There's no babies made in this room. Mo's recommendations are...
I am confused. That's to get you to stop fucking.
Mo's recommendations are birth control.
Like... That is it for me.
What else songs that are like? Of course, Jodeci. You know, I want a freak. Oh yeah, I.
This is insane. Bo has thrown the whole groove. So, flow ride around and round is insane. Oh my god. Like, what the fuck? That is insane. Like, screw her pussy dried up. I have dried up. Like, there's nothing in the tank for me now.
Like, mine is City Girl light songs. Mine is like,
oh, wop,
wop, wop, wop. Like, yeah, you know, mine is like, I'm on top. This Bo is like,
how can we fuck this group? That's like the shit that Bo listening to is like after y'all done finished and y'all just like having that little powwow pillow talk, and then you like, this song come on and you like y'all laughing and joking or some shit. Like, that's not mid-stroke missionary kissing type shit. Like, that can't happen.
But there is one song that's ruined for me. Like, I still like the song, but all I can see is just a bunch of white guys grinding and fucking Channing Tatum ruined Pony for me. He ruined it for me because ever since, you know, Pony was a Black community song, and then Channing Tatum decides to come up and do his little grind. And every white boy thinks he can do that too. So every time you go to the club, I remember when Magic Mike was big, you went to the club, Pony came on, and there was these white guys lifting up their shirts with a six-pack beer Weiser gut over here lifting up their shirts and shit. And you're just like, no. No, so Pony has been ruined because of Channing Tatum got every white boy believing that they can grind. Man. Thanks a lot, Channing Tatum.
I don't blame Channing. I blame the writer director.
I blame Channing Tatum.
Okay.
Ooh,
Climax is good.
What?
What song?
Climax by Usher, okay. That's a little more decent than I can't believe this. All right. What else? Let's transition. What's the next one? Or is that the last one?
That was the last one. Was the last one. I think
we ended with a bang.
We should definitely I think when we were talking about the American Pie, that would be a great episode of like things that were definitely were in back then and that would not be okay now. I think that would be a great subject to talk about things that was on TV that, because like I say, us millennials had a lot of access to things that we should not have access to. I remember I was not allowed to watch the Titanic, but I sure snuck and watched the Titanic. I watched it for historical reasons.
Yes, I was allowed to watch the Adventure of Loaded, and it has sex scenes in there.
All right, Bo. That's it. You're done. Wrap it up. Bo.
Leonardo DiCaprio had no reason for my decision of sneaking and watch that movie.
Hmm.
But okay. Now I'm too old for him.
That's funny as fuck. Like,
I spoke about this to my friends. I said, we became the girls that were too young for Leonardo DiCaprio to now being the women who are too old for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Like, if you over 21, that's it. But go ahead and plug your social, Sailor Keisha.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter as Sailor_Kiki or Sailor_Keisha. You can follow me on Instagram as Lakeisha. S is Sam, C is Charlie. I get probably one of these days I'll start making videos on TikTok. But for right now, that's where you can find me.
Fair enough. Bo?
You can find me on Twitter as Bo Done Did It. That's where I'm mostly active. And, you know, you can check out my other social media, which I make content on, Twitch and YouTube. My YouTube channel is mostly about mobile games. So if you like mobile games, go ahead and check it out. Also, you can follow me on Instagram. I don't be on there that much. So if you send me something on there on Instagram, I probably will not see it until probably like the whole month later. So,
or you can find him at a Flo Rida concert.
At a Flo Rida concert, right around, round. So, but yeah, that's about it for me. Oh, just FYI, the bold on it is not the same thing as my other handle because it's zero. So I can't use that because so it's bold is
a zero. Dog.
Yeah, a dog took my name. So I don't have rights on the Instagram part of it. Yeah. So that's about it. So don't be confused if you see a dog picture. That's not me.
Fair enough. And you can follow me at ScubaSteve1428 on all social media. Make sure you guys are following the pod page at the Blurred Mind Pod on all social media. Go to your local Webtoon app and then type in Wake the Dead and then read the second chapter of Wake the Dead. Wake the Dead is now on chapter 2. That is my manga Webtoon that I have been making. So you guys go check that out. It's about two female necromancers and it is really, really good. We're making moves. Other than that, shout out to the pod members that are here. Cam, Rob J, Johnny, Kid, Double O, Hydro. Shout out to y'all and we miss y'all. And with that being said, peace out.
Peace out.
Bye.